Georgia now has its first STEAM school, and it's right here in Metro Atlanta. Henderson Mill Elementary meets science, technology, engineering, and math requirements for STEM certification. And it's the first school to officially add the arts to that mix. STEAM certification. It's just one way State Superintendent of Schools Richard Woods has been trying to expose more kids to classes like choir and theater. Last month, he won an award from the National Art Education Association. Woods spoke with WABE's own Amy Kiley about his work. He started by clarifying how arts education funding works in Georgia.
Largely, arts funding in school is more of a local issue and concern. We actually don't have a line item, per se, as far as funding, within our state budget. But it is something we try to support, at least with personnel up here at the state, and also looking at our standards. So providing our locals with, I think that's that aspect of support, but also allowing my office to be really a voice to really share the importance of fine arts throughout the state. And hopefully that would encourage others to make that commitment investment in their children.
What is the rationale behind the state not choosing to mandate certain arts classes in schools?
Local control, of course, comes first and foremost. One of the things we try to do is allow flexibility, and again, encouraging our local school systems to adopt fine arts. Of course, some of that does come down to funding itself, which unfortunately does put some limitations to some of our schools. We do have a priority, of course, with our academic core, but I think we are trying to realize, and we do realize, the importance of integrating fine arts into our overall educational plan because of what it does offer to our students in the long run.
Is it fair to say that in recent years, many schools have seen a decline in arts funding as they do try to save those resources for other subjects?
Yeah, I think it's very reflective of what we saw, I think, from the national level, where, emphasis was placed on math and reading, English language arts. It became all about the test. And, of course, these areas are not tested subjects. So what you found out is that there became less of a focus. Unfortunately, again, I think that was a misstep, nationally and I think within the state of Georgia, because we do really recognize the importance of, fine arts and the instructional value and really increasing the overall opportunities for our children. But also, it puts context on why we do learn all the other subject matters.
How do Atlanta area schools, not just APS, but all the districts, kind of stack up compared to the rest of Georgia when it comes to a focus on arts education?
The metro area does a wonderful job. And this is, looking at what they offer, not just in our traditional art, visual art classes, but looking at dance and music, very specific areas. It could be orchestra, choir and jazz. So a lot of great opportunities for our students here in the metro area.
Some people might be okay with eliminating music or theater or classes like that if it means more money for core subjects. What do you say to those people about the value of arts education?
The value of arts education is that really it opens up the higher order, critical thinking areas of the brain. Again, you're looking at imagination, you're looking at creativity. And what we are doing and what you find out is that a lot of the core classes, whether it's a math, an English, a literacy course, once you put that into the fine arts area, really it becomes, a living class. You see the application and you think about music. Music really is based on math. You look at 4-4 time. In that area, you're looking at our kids are basically, in essence, they're working with fractions. And so you see that, you're seeing that application, and hopefully it's something that we can put that one-to-one relevance there and show that this is why we learn, but it enhances, our ability of kids to learn, I think, as well.
Does the state then somehow squeeze exposure to the arts into curriculum through things like that, maybe guidelines saying, hey, when you look at math, why not look at music?
Well, that's something we're beginning to look at as well. And again, this is something we're doing across the board. As we look at developing our, and revising our standards, one of the things we will be doing in the future is that we'll be inviting our fine arts personnel into the discussion, so that as we create, say, standards for math, we now are looking at it from just not only a math perspective, but also a fine arts perspective as well.
WABE's education reporter Martha Dalton told me you had considered creating grants to give schools a little extra funding for the arts. Did that come to fruition?
Yeah, this will be through our Georgia Foundation. So we are looking at expanding those opportunities. In fact, I think we'll be doing some presentation to our foundation board within a month, and that will be an ongoing discussion as we move forward. But also looking at, I think, with the Every Student Succeeds Act, our new legislation that came down from the federal government, there again will possibly be grants that will come down from them as well, and we're going to take full advantage of that area.
We've had a lot of artists come out of Georgia, like Outkast or Killer Mike. What do you say about the economic benefits of teaching kids music so they can bring that kind of artistry to the professional level in Georgia?
Let's see, we're the number three state in the area of movie. You know, Georgia does have a rich history in music, as you mentioned. It's something that provides our children with an opportunity. Not everyone will be a musician, but that being said, we will have individuals that have to work behind the scenes, work the soundboard, perhaps the music videos. Anytime you have fine arts within a community, it really sends a message about the heartbeat of the community, the vibrancy of the community. And I think that's very important that you look at civilizations throughout the world, that if they have a rich investment in fine arts, it really says a lot about the good things that are going on and really says they are building upon the success that they're seeing.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.